Hi everyone, I am Janelle Kazira, a blogger for Post University, and I am here with Post University student Christy Gerard. Christy, it's good to have you with us. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
And Christy is an MPA student at Post. So Christy, why don't we start off if you could just tell us a little bit about where you're from, where you live now, and what you do professionally.
Sure. I grew up in Naugatuck, not very far from Post. I currently live in Greenwich, Connecticut, where I've lived for the past 12 years. I am a detective in the Greenwich Police Department in the Special Victims Section.
Have you always worked in the public sector?
Since I graduated college as an undergraduate back in 1994, I immediately worked in law enforcement and with the Sheriff's Department and a short stint with NYPD, and then came to Greenwich Police Department.
And why is your work important to you, and why is that close to your heart?
I think that every person has an innate ability to do something in this world, and we're all so different. And it was a job that chose me as much as I chose my job. I really enjoy police work. I enjoy the chase of the bad guy. I enjoy working with children and doing my part to prevent crimes. And then when a crime happens, I enjoy being able to solve that crime and help people. I'm in a wonderful place in my life where I have a job that I love going to every day, coaching 6 days a week of volleyball in the fall and participating in the Boys and Girls Club, where I can bring all those pieces together to be working with them. I feel like I'm in a great place. I'm working towards my master's to continue my education to do that even more.
So let's talk about that a little bit more. When did an MPA degree come into the picture, and what got you thinking about pursuing it?
I have a few specialties in my job, and one of them is sex assault investigations. And in with doing that, I then was asked to start teaching police officers. They have mandatory recertifications, and an important component is talking about rape investigations and how to handle victims like that. So I've been asked to reach out and start teaching. So I teach hundreds of police officers, from police officers to detectives to chiefs of police. I encompass that whole area in Fairfield County. And in doing that and teaching that, I really enjoy that piece of it. And I started thinking, I can retire in 6 years, and where do I want to go from there? And in teaching, I thought maybe I could start teaching in a college level, maybe undergrad level, but my first step to that is to get my master's. So I start thinking, well, I want to get my master's to have that degree behind me in order to teach. And then I also thought, you know, I may want to start moving through the ranks, and if I want to be chief of police one day, what education can I have that will help prepare me for that? And a master's in public administration, be able to understand the public sector, from everything from hiring to labor boards to organizing to creativity, all came together with the program at Post University.
So then an MPA degree would really just enable you to kind of take your teaching to the next level.
It definitely does. It helps, you know, first of all, going back to school, it always, you know, helps you to dig into deeper knowledge of whatever you're learning. And I just think that it just kind of sparked a lot of different aspects of my job, and starting to think about taking tests within my job to go to higher ranks. One of the things, though, is that right now I love my job, and I wouldn't want to leave the part where I'm interrogating right now and chasing the bad guy. I'm not ready to leave that right now. I still have a lot of, you know, fire in my belly for that. So in the future, when I do want to take tests, this education is going to help me without a doubt.
And what made you decide that Post was the right place for you to earn your MPA degree?
It Post is, it was close to my hometown in Naugatuck. But also we had someone come to, you know, the police department and talk about the program. It was seems that dream of getting my master's seemed so far away, unreachable. But when she came and she talked about it and she walked me through the steps, and then speaking with my advisor, Trudy Hope, who just made it more solid that I could do, you know, giving me that information, being that support, made me think, I can do this. And so I signed up.
And what's the experience been like?
I think that it is definitely a change juggling my full-time job, and I have two children, and they're young. So I think that it is definitely, learning to juggle those things. But there's a ton of support at Post. I remember about to write my first paper and in a complete panic of just beginning, just where do I begin? And speaking with Trudy, my advisor, who said, well, we have a writing workshop. We have a writing center that you can go to. And walking in there and saying, let's just sit down and draw some ideas. And it just, without that, I think I wouldn't have even tried. There's a lot of support at Post, you know, whenever you need it.
What advice would you give, Christy, to other working adults out there who are considering going back to school, maybe considering a master's degree or a bachelor's degree, and have some hesitancy because they're not sure if they can fit it into their schedule, or they're not sure if they can afford it, or any number of the challenges that a lot of prospective adult learners face? What would you tell them? What sort of advice would you give them?
Well, you know, there's a big online program, but if you have the ability to actually walk into the school, and I think even those that are online that do live in the area might not walk into the school, I would tell them to go to the school, to meet the dean, to meet some of the professors, and to actually see that and being able to learn as much as you can about the program. And then just take a class. Take a chance. And take a class. You have nothing to lose by it. You just make it work.
And once you have your degree, what's next for you? What do you hope to accomplish personally? And then, you know, what other contributions do you hope to make in the public sector?
You know, I think that I have a lot more to contribute to my administration, even as a point right now as just a detective, because I have this education, and I have really long, interesting conversations about different aspects learned in class, from creativity to diversity, learning about labor boards. And I now that I have that, I kind of want to share that information to bring up some ideas and to talk about things that we've learned, how it's worked and what things that haven't worked in doing these studies. So right now, I'd like to do that. And in the future, first using all this, having all this knowledge and bringing it forward, to help make a better police department.
I understand you were recently named to the board at the Boys and Girls Club of Greenwich. Can you tell us about that and your involvement in the organization?
Sure. I currently are part of the community programs, where we try to organize programs, from nutrition, fitness, and arts for kids in our town. The board of the Greenwich Boys and Girls Club has about 300 kids every day after school that participate in programs at the Boys and Girls Club.
What enabled you to join the board?
I'm a coach in town, and my love for sports, and with my job of crimes against children, we do a big preventative piece where we try to reach out to the kids in town and educate them to try to prevent kids from making poor choices or becoming victims. And in working with the Boys and Girls Club for years in that capacity, you know, I got more and more involved in the Boys and Girls Club. And when they asked me to join the club, they thought that I could contribute to planning some of the community programs. You know, my goal is to keep these kids involved in sports and other organized programs and events so we can keep the kids on the right path to become productive, caring adults.
Great. Well, Christy, thanks for joining us. It was great talking with you.
Thank you.
And good luck finishing your degree, and good luck with everything afterwards.
Okay, thank you very much.